Hey everyone, it's your girl Laura Bennett here, and welcome back to She Thrives. Today we're diving into something super important. Letting go of guilt and shame. I know, those words might make you want to curl up in a ball and hide under the covers. But trust me, this is a conversation we need to have. Because honestly, how many times have we been stuck in that cycle of shoulda, coulda, or woulda? We're constantly replaying past events, beating ourselves up for mistakes, and letting these heavy emotions hold us back from living our best lives. Here's the truth. Guilt and shame are sneaky little monsters. They disguise themselves as motivation, making us believe that we need to be perfect, that one slip up means we're a total failure. But that simply isn't true. We are all human beings, and being human means making mistakes. It means having moments where we fall short of our own expectations or someone else's. So how do we break free from this guilt and shame trap? How do we stop letting these negative emotions dictate our lives? Here are 5 key takeaways that have seriously changed my perspective on this whole thing. Firstly, recognize that guilt and shame are often rooted in societal expectations or beliefs that might not even be true for you. Think about it, who told you that you have to be perfect? Who made up these rigid rules that we're constantly trying to live up to? Secondly, understand the difference between guilt and regret. Guilt is a feeling of responsibility for something wrong, while regret is simply wishing you had done things differently. Both are valid emotions, but understanding this distinction can help you process them more effectively. If it's about regret, can you learn from it and move forward? Thirdly, practice self-compassion. Be kind to yourself. Talk to yourself the way you would talk to a dear friend who made a mistake. We all deserve that level of understanding and forgiveness. Remember, nobody is perfect. Fourthly, focus on what you can control. Dwelling on things you can't change will only fuel those feelings of guilt and shame. Instead, channel your energy into taking positive action in the present moment. What can you do right now to make a difference? Finally, don't be afraid to seek support. Talking to a trusted friend, family member, therapist, or mentor can be incredibly helpful in processing these emotions and finding healthy coping mechanisms. You don't have to go through this alone. Ever felt like you were carrying around a backpack filled with all your past mistakes? Like each step you took was heavier because of the weight of those regrets? I know I have. There was this time years ago when I messed up big time at work. It wasn't anything catastrophic, but it definitely felt like the end of the world at the time. I let that one mistake consume me for weeks, replaying every detail in my head and beating myself up about it. I missed out on opportunities to connect with colleagues. I couldn't enjoy social events because all I could think about was my failure, and even simple tasks felt overwhelming. It took a while, but eventually I realized that holding onto that guilt wasn't helping me at all. It wasn't changing the past, it was just poisoning my present. So I started practicing self-compassion. I acknowledged that I had made a mistake, learned from it, and moved on. It didn't erase the past, but it allowed me to see it with more clarity and less judgment. Now, whenever I feel those patterns of guilt or shame creeping in, I remind myself that I'm human and make mistakes, and that's okay. I focus on what I can learn from the experience, how I can grow, and how I can move forward with a renewed sense of purpose. Listen up, because this is the real deal. Letting go of guilt and shame isn't about forgetting your past or pretending it didn't happen. It's about acknowledging your mistakes, learning from them, forgiving yourself, and choosing to focus on the present moment. You are worthy of love, happiness, and success no matter what you've done in the past. So, what's one thing you can do right now to start practicing self-compassion? Maybe it's saying a kind word to yourself in the mirror or engaging in an activity that brings you joy. Remember, every small step counts. Join me tomorrow for another dose of motivation and self-love. Until then, go out there and shine, beautiful souls.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.